people are talking about, and, you know, I can reference particularly the presentation that we had from some of our Māori brothers and sisters from the Digital Māori Forum. So this is Māori people who've been engaging with how they can, their communities can utilise technology for 10 years plus, and they're, I guess, giving us some pointers and saying these were the challenges that we've encountered. And they talked about data sovereignty, for example, you know, the ownership of the information that is captured with technology, how it is treated. There are conversations being had about what, I guess, protections do we put in place to protect the interests of our people and our cultures, how we ensure security of information. And it's really, I guess, barreling towards Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people being in control of their IT destiny and then potentially being able to influence the entire world, not just our communities.
Because a lot of our kids are really tech savvy. I mean, at the age of 15, I think in the early 80s or whenever it was, the mid 80s, I was refusing to learn how to use a computer because I felt there was no need for me to learn how to use a computer. That was me at 15. I couldn't be doing what I'm doing now without, you know, technology. So a lot of the kids now are quite savvy with it. They're used to it. I can imagine that this is also going to help look at the future and job creation as well. Would that be right?
That's absolutely right. That's a chief focus. So it's not technology or IT for their sake alone. It's how we actually utilise that to assist our communities and obviously to support our livelihoods, and employment is a very big factor in that. We're having conversations about the sort of pathways we need to create in education. We heard from Dr. Peter Radol, for example, yesterday from the University of Canberra, who was talking about the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people that are engaged in university study around IT and associated fields. And, you know, he said that despite, I think, 100 plus people embarking upon university degrees in the area every year, we still only have 11 graduates from all of the universities across Australia in these areas. So we know that we're in the middle of a digital revolution. We're not at the beginning of it by any stretch. Our communities have begun to embrace these sorts of technologies, and we've been hearing great case studies from communities that are doing great stuff in areas like robotics or 3D printing or coding and so on. And, of course, we have Indigenous entrepreneurs, people that have got in, I guess, you know, at virtually the start of the process who are some way down the track. But it really is, how do we turn this into outcomes? And obviously jobs for our mob are a very important part of that.
And I've noticed there's more and more about like interactive maps and bringing language through and things like that, where I guess we're looking at, you know, people with IT expertise who can bring platforms that bring through our culture and language to the modern time that we're in.
Absolutely. And that's been a really chief concern of everyone at the summit, to ensure that culture is where we start and where we finish, that it has to be something that represents honestly, safely, and on our own terms, our cultures, and language is clearly a very big part of that. And we know that, you know, there are various language apps, for example, that are being created weekly, if not daily, really, around the country. People are working on this technology. Yeah. But it's very important that it is our communities that are in the driver's seat. This can't be something that is imposed. Our languages are ours. Our cultures are ours. So although technology is capable of spreading the word and building awareness around such things, but it has to be in a, I guess, a controlled way. And we're starting from a point of, we've got something incredibly precious. We need to protect it. We need to reclaim it. We need to maintain it. How do we do it in a world where everything is being thrown wide open to anyone, anywhere in the world? You know, the best possible time, I guess, to grapple with these sorts of questions is right now.
Anything else that you'd like to say about the summit, or I guess encouraging people out there who are looking at career paths?
Yeah, I would just like to encourage anyone that is listening, and I, you know, I note your anecdote about at 15 refusing to learn how to use a computer. We essentially don't have any choice, just as human beings, I guess. We can control how we interact with technology. We do know that our people have been deeply disenfranchised by, you know, the political and social systems. Particularly in Australia, it is vital that our communities do engage with technology, that we're not frightened by it, but are actually excited by it. because we know that we can actually control this. The world will come to know Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people through technology in a way that we 10 or 20 years ago never would have deemed possible, but it does have to be on our terms. So, you know, if there are kids listening who are thinking, what's all this about, or I'm right in the middle of it, but I want to be able to steer this in a really strategic way, to look at the pathways that are available in STEAM. So you might have heard, people refer to STEM being the acronym that's used in this space around science, technology, maths and so on. We've added arts to the acronym now to be STEAM. You don't actually have to engage in IT per se. You just need to have a level of comfort around it, a level of excitement about it. You can go into related fields and then deviate into this path, but know that you will be helping our communities to shape our futures in a way that can be very, very powerful and very, very influential worldwide. Technology can assist if it's done in the right way. And we, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, have been innovating for eons. We have been adapting, you know, we've been maintaining healthy environments and surviving in our environs. We can do this. We have got this.